Outmaneuvered by the astute Nicky Benet, Al Rasper has helplessly allowed Robin Radcliffe to leave his office with the evidence in her possession. Swearing vengeance, Rasper lays plans to regain the evidence and at the same time even the score with Nicky. The next day, Robin visits Nicky, buries the hatchet, offers her thanks and, incidentally, some sage advice to make something of himself for Pamela's sake. After Robin's departure, Nicky settles himself to renewed writing zeal, only to dash out unheeding in answer to a mysterious phone call informing him that Pamela has been seriously injured. Meanwhile, Pamela, who is safe at home, is frantic over Nicky's failure to meet her. Robin and Clive, on the way to Von Doren's, have stopped at the beach, are discussing this new problem.
I sure wish Pamela had come down here with us, Clive. But there's no reason for her to stay around Marie's. If Nicky's going to show, he'll do it in his usual good time.
You're quite true, my dear, quite true.
After all my talking with him this morning, he pulls a fade-out gag. Poor Pamela's merely frantic.
I wouldn't fret about the blighter. He's like a bad penny.
If he's worth that much. I thought at last I had him straight, and finally he was going to amount to something. Why, he was absolutely like a cherub this morning.
You're optimistic. But then he's done this before. I can't see what there is to worry about. Oh, I see. I begin to see.
You're catching on, huh?
Rasper. Oh, Jove, it took me quite some while.
Well, I've tried not to think about it. Been whistling about other possibilities. But if that yegg Al Rasper isn't behind this funny business, I'm a white-tipped wave.
I say, Robin, haven't you notified the constabulary? Might be a good idea, you know.
It'd be all but fatal to have the constabulary messed up in this. The evidence and all that. Fine reading for the public.
Does Carl know about it?
You mean about us getting the evidence away from Rasper?
Yes.
I called Carl last night and told him as much of the story as I could over the phone. He warned me at the time to watch out for Rasper as if I needed it. He's out for both Nicky and me. Make no mistake about that.
Well, nevertheless, my dear, I still insist the chap's like a bad penny. He'll turn up.
Maybe looking like a streetcar run over it. No, Clive. Definitely, Al Rasper's bad news and he'll stop at nothing. I'm just foolishly hoping Nicky's up to another silly stunt.
But I say there's always the chance that he is. He'll muddle through no matter where he is.
Oh, yes, he'll muddle through all right. It's always a mess to clean up afterwards. If Nicky does one thing more, I don't know what's going to happen to Pamela. I've never known anyone to be so disillusioned, poor kid.
I say, Robin, I've never seen you in such a stew. First it's Nicky, and now it's Miss Pride. I really don't see anything radically troubling her.
No, I suppose I'm the only one who knows very well. But I'm warning you, one more heartbreak, and she'll toss in the sponge.
The sponge? Toss it?
Yeah, shake Hollywood.
Oh, you mean she'll chuck Hollywood?
Exactly, darling.
Oh, now I say, Robin, she'd never do that. You're just distraught tonight. Now, what say we go wading?
Wading?
Yes, yes, cool you off and all that sort of thing. What say?
Well, all right. That's a good idea. You're on. The last money is the billy goat.
What? Dear me, a billy goat, eh? Rather behooves me to be first, what?
Then take off your other shoe, then.
My other shoe? Oh, yeah, I got it on, haven't I? Completely forgot it. There, still, eh, what?
Oh,
my,
you're a dear.
Oh, I'm coming. I see. Quite jolly and all that, isn't it?
It's a swell idea. I haven't waited since I was a kid in the creek. Oh, look out! Here comes a big one.
What? A big one? Oh, I see. That wave just crawled right up here before I knew it. My trousers.
Oh, that's half the fun of waiting. See how long it takes you before you get wet. Come on, let's take a walk down the beach a ways, huh?
Capital, capital. My trousers, maybe they'll dry a bit, huh? I was never so surprised in all my life.
Swell night, isn't it?
Swell? Oh, yes, yes, it's beautiful. I don't like leaving all this behind.
Well, Clive, you're not going back to England.
It begins to occur that I must. The pater has cabled me twice, and I had a brief but pointed letter this morning. The old fellow's quite decided on the subject, you know.
Oh, Clive, I'm sorry. I was just beginning to know you.
Over there, you know, we don't wade in the surf. No such place as this, as a matter of fact. People after Hollywood might seem stuffy. Oh, no affront, you know. England is a delightful place, but...
Yes, Clive.
Well, frankly, I'll be lonely there. Dashed lonely, I say. I live in a big barney place.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Too many rooms for one man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get a little place down by the seaside.
Oh.
Yes, it's too confounded dull with the mater. And,
oh, that's too bad.
Yes, it is. I've just been wondering if that doesn't sound good to you, too, you know. You're a bit of all right. I mean, you're dashed lovely, Robin.
Oh, thanks.
Well, won't you go back to London with me? There, I've said it.
And very charmingly, too, Clive. Quite the most charming proposal I've ever had.
Well, I jolly well mean it, you know.
Of course you do. Oh, but can't you see that I could never leave Hollywood? Why, it's in my bones and blood, and I'll never get it out. When you've been here as long as I have, you can't leave this crazy, mad town.
But perhaps...
You're a darling. But I'd never fit in with your set. I'd drive them crazy, and they'd drive me crazy. And in the end, I'd be commuting between London and here, and that's no go.
But perhaps after a while, when they got to know you, you...
Can't you imagine them knowing me? Your poor mater would spend the rest of her life looking down her nose at us and apologizing to her friends.
I thought of that, too.
And then there's me. Robin Radcliffe, ex-chorus girl and extra, with a past that's, well, not lurid, but at least interesting. And it's liable to spread my name over the front pages some of these days. No, Clive, I can't. I just can't. Maybe it's because I think so darn much of you.
You're being very sporting about it.
I guess one doesn't say thanks. I don't know. Oh, gee, you're swell, Clive.
You're a gentleman, Robin. A toast.
Thanks. Clive, huh? Look out! He's up another gateway!
Oh, by Jove, the blooming thing soaked me again.
Good evening, Hans. Is Mr. Van Dorn in?
Yeah, he has been looking for you. Here, this way.
Oh, thank you, Hans.
I say, I wonder if there's some place I can hang my trousers up to dry.
Better keep them on till we find out what's on Carl's mind. Probably heard about Nicky. Anything worries Pamela worries Carl.
Man's in a beastly hurry, eh, what?
Yeah, there must be something in the wind.
Here, in the study, Miss Rackley.
Hello, Carl. What's on your mind?
Oh, Robin, Clive. Where's Nicky? Have you found Nicky, Robin?
Oh, I say now, you know about that, too.
No, I haven't seen the lug, and that's what's worrying me. He was supposed to have dinner with us at the boarding house tonight, and he didn't show up.
Oh, he was here early this morning.
Oh, clue number one.
To borrow one of my cars, and I haven't heard from him since.
Does anyone know where he went?
Yeah, of course, but I can't find them. I've been out in my car all afternoon, and I can't find the trace of them.
Them? Oh, wait a minute, Carl. Start all over again. I don't get this them you're talking about.
Pamela, of course.
Pamela?
I say, this is a bit weird.
Can't you see? It's Pamela. Nicky. Nicky Benny. What difference does that boy make? It's Pamela.
Oh, what about her?
She's hurt, badly injured, and I can't find her. And you two stand there like a blank wall. That's where Nicky's gone to see Pamela. Early this morning,
Oh, now, calm down, Carl. There's nothing wrong with Pamela, except that she's worrying about Nicky. We left her not 2 hours ago.
Huh? You left Pamela tonight?
Yeah, at the boarding house.
Well, then she's safe? You know that?
Of course she is. Now, come on, tell us what this is all about.
Yes, do let us in on it, Carl.
Well, let me gather my senses first. I didn't even think to call the boarding house. I had no idea she was there.
Well, come on, Carl, out with it.
Well, this morning, while I was at the studio, Hans called to tell me that Nicky Benet had been here to borrow my car, the Roadster. That he had called on the telephone. He said he had been called, and someone said Pamela had been seriously injured and was in the 8900 block on Melrose, and I...
Just as I thought. Rasper's in on this business.
Well, Rasper. Ah, yeah. Yeah, he is certain to be.
If you don't mind, you know, I'd suggest we go down to this place on Melrose, as you say. Perhaps we can get an idea there.
Well, that is where I went this morning. Well, I could find no trace of the car nor of Nicky. I went from door to door like a peddler, but no one had heard of Nicky or Pamela.
It's a cinch to be a gag of Rasper's. Nicky was lured down there. Now no one knows where he is.
Yeah, we must be on our guard. Al Rasper will spare none of us now. We must make every effort to find Nicky Benet and, above all, warn Pamela. She must not be harmed.
Outside of what Nicky can do to her. If trouble won't come to him, he goes hunting for it. Of all the fatheads, to fall for as ancient a gag as that.
Oh, but we must not judge the boy too harshly, Robin.
Yeah, but what if Pamela finds out about this last episode of the career of Benet?
The telephone, mein Herr.
Who is it, Hans?
Mr. Feathers. Angel Feathers, mein Herr.
Oh, give me the phone quickly, Hans. Hello, Angel. Yeah, this is von Thorn. Is what? Say that again. Yeah?
What is it, Carl?
Yeah? Nine. I shall stay right here. Nine. Thank you, Angel.
Carl, what is it?
By Jove, something's up.
Angel Feathers says that the police have found my car and beside it, the murdered body of Al Rasper.
Is Nicky the murderer of Al Rasper? Is Carl Von Dorn implicated in the crime? What of Pamela? How will she face this new problem? Listen for the next thrilling chapter.